Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Strangers, a memoir of marriage by Bell Burton, explores the uneasy distance that can grow inside a committed relationship, even when two people share a home, history, and public identity as a couple. Framed as a memoir, the book follows a marriage through the small, cumulative moments that turn familiarity into disconnect and love into something harder to name. Burton focuses on the emotional mechanics of partnership, the stories spouses tell themselves, the silences that become routine, and the ways practical life can crowd out tenderness. Rather than presenting a neat arc from problem to resolution, the narrative leans into ambiguity and lived texture, showing how conflicts can be quiet and how loneliness can exist in plain sight. The memoir also reflects on the social expectations placed on marriage, especially the pressure to appear stable while privately feeling uncertain. Readers can expect a reflective, intimate account that raises questions about commitment, identity, and what it takes to truly know another person over time. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, when intimacy turns into distance, a central theme in the memoir is the gradual shift from closeness to estrangement. Instead of a single dramatic rupture, the book highlights how disconnection often arrives through accumulation, interrupted conversations, unresolved disappointments, and the subtle habit of turning inward rather than toward a partner. Burton examines how two people can remain outwardly functional while feeling emotionally out of sync, and how routine can mask a growing sense of being unseen. The idea of strangers is less about literal unfamiliarity and more about the experience of realizing that the person beside you is no longer the person you feel safest with. The memoir invites readers to notice the early signals that intimacy is weakening, such as changes in tone, assumptions replacing curiosity, and affection becoming transactional. It also points to how fear of conflict can paradoxically deepen the divide, because avoiding hard conversations often means avoiding real connection. By focusing on the lived reality of emotional distance, the book prompts reflection on how intimacy is maintained through attention, repair, and ongoing willingness to meet each other honestly. Secondly, the stories couples tell to stay married. Burton explores marriage as a narrative partnership as much as a practical one. Couples build shared explanations for why things are the way they are, and those explanations can either support growth or trap both people in roles that no longer fit. The memoir considers how spouses interpret each other through familiar scripts. Who is the responsible one? Who is the sensitive one? Who is the difficult one? Who keeps the peace? Over time, these scripts can harden into identity, leaving little room for change. Burton also reflects on the stories told to outsiders, including friends and family, and how presenting a stable version of the relationship can create pressure to minimize problems. This layer of performance can make it harder to seek help or admit that the marriage feels empty. The book encourages readers to consider the gap between the public story of a relationship and the private experience of it. By showing how narrative protects and distorts at the same time, the memoir offers a way to question assumptions, revisit old interpretations, and recognize that marital conflict often includes competing truths rather than a simple right and wrong. Thirdly, communication, silence, and the cost of avoidance. Another important topic is how communication fails, not only through harsh words, but through silence. Burton examines how couples may stop discussing the issues that matter most because the conversations feel too risky, too exhausting, or too likely to end in stalemate. The memoir suggests that what is left unsaid can become heavier than what is argued about openly, creating a climate where each person manages emotions alone. It also considers how day-to-day logistics can crowd out meaningful conversation, leaving only surface exchanges about schedules, chores, and responsibilities. When communication becomes purely functional, emotional needs may go unrecognized until resentment has already taken root. The book pays attention to the microdynamics of interaction, such as how a partner's defensiveness can shut down vulnerability, or how a habitual peacemaker role can hide dissatisfaction. Burton's focus is less on providing rules for better dialogue and more on revealing the emotional patterns that keep couples stuck. Readers are encouraged to consider the difference between peace and avoidance, and to recognize that repair requires directness, patience, and a willingness to tolerate discomfort. Fourthly, identity, independence, and losing yourself in us. The memoir also investigates how marriage can reshape personal identity. Burton reflects on the tension between being part of a unit and remaining a distinct person with individual desires, boundaries, and ambitions. When a relationship is healthy, partnership can expand a person's life. When it is strained, the need to keep the marriage stable can lead to self-erasure, second-guessing, or living according to a version of oneself that feels acceptable to the relationship. The book highlights how small compromises can accumulate until a person no longer recognizes their own preferences or emotional instincts. It also raises the question of how gender norms, cultural expectations, and family models influence what people believe they should tolerate. Burton's narrative invites readers to examine where loyalty ends and self-abandonment begins, and how the fear of being alone can keep someone attached to a dynamic that diminishes them. This topic speaks to the quiet grief of realizing that staying can be a way of disappearing, and that reclaiming a self is sometimes necessary to either rebuild a marriage honestly or face the possibility that the relationship has reached its limits. Lastly, what repair and change really demand, rather than treating marriage as something that either works or fails, the memoir frames it as a living system that requires maintenance, honesty, and sometimes radical change. Burton explores the emotional labor involved in trying to repair a relationship, acknowledging harm, naming unmet needs, and confronting patterns that each person contributes to. The memoir suggests that repair is not only about being nicer or communicating better, but about changing the underlying agreements that shape daily life. That can mean renegotiating responsibilities, redefining intimacy, or challenging long-held beliefs about what marriage is supposed to look like. It can also mean facing uncomfortable truths, including the possibility that commitment alone does not create compatibility. The book pays attention to how difficult it is to change within the same environment that reinforced old behaviors, and how progress can be uneven. Readers are left with a realistic view of transformation, one that values clarity over optimism. This topic can resonate with anyone trying to decide whether to recommit with new boundaries and skills, or to admit that the most loving choice might be to stop living as strangers under the same roof. In conclusion, this memoir is best suited for readers who enjoy intimate, reflective life writing and want an honest look at marriage beyond the highlight reel. It will resonate with people who feel emotionally distant in a relationship, those recovering from a painful partnership, and anyone curious about how love can coexist with loneliness. The book can benefit a reader's life by naming experiences that are often kept private: the quiet erosion of connection, the pressure to perform stability, and the confusion of not knowing whether a relationship can be repaired. By putting language to these realities, it can help readers recognize patterns earlier, reflect on their own needs more clearly, and approach difficult conversations with more courage. Compared with many marriage books that focus on strategies and step-by-step solutions, Burton's memoir offers something different: lived complexity. It does not reduce partnership to a checklist, and that makes it valuable for readers who feel that their situation is messy or contradictory. The personal narrative provides emotional truth and perspective, making it worth buying for those who want insight, empathy, and a deeper understanding of what it means to stay, struggle, and change within marriage. If you would like to support Bell Burton, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.